I'm no doctor. I have no idea whether a certain national politician had Botox injections or not. I can tell you that if the story is true, and the candidate has denied it as I write this, yes, it is our business, in a legal sense at least. I say this because there's a tort, a legal wrong, known as publication of private facts. Stripping the publication of private facts tort to its core, if someone reveals a private fact about someone else, there's liability on the part of the teller. The law recognizes that there are some secrets that shouldn't be revealed no matter what, but the test isn't as easy as it seems. The court, in a publication of private facts case, would ask three main questions. One, whether the information revealed was truly private. Two, whether disclosure of that private fact would be highly offensive to a reasonable person. And three, whether the matter, though both private and the disclosure highly offensive, is of legitimate concern to the public. It's that final prong that poses problems for a privately primping politician. For non-Politico and non-Hollywood types, a court would probably find it a publication of a private fact if someone revealed that another had made an attempt to look younger through Botox injections or plastic surgery. I can say this because of a woman from Washington, D.C., who unwillingly paved the way for the rest of us. She'd had a facelift and tried to keep it quiet. But a friend, watching a television talk show, saw the woman's before and after photographs. The plastic surgeon had used the woman's photos as proof of his fine work. She sued him and won. The court found that, yes, her facelift was private information, and that, yes, such a revelation would be highly offensive to a reasonable person. The court also found that her surgery lacked newsworthiness. Politicians don't have it so good. The law considers them public figures, those who thrust themselves into the limelight. It explicitly gives the press broad leeway into what can be reported about such persons. Their personal stories are newsworthy, because in publication of private fact cases, news isn't limited to the stuff in highbrow publications, but also includes matters of genuine, even if more or less deplorable, popular appeal. Me, I have a genuine, admittedly deplorable interest in any sort of look-younger strategy in politics, no matter the party. And the law recognizes my curiosity. The restatement, a kind of legal guide for judges and legislators written by legal scholars, explicitly allows revelations concerning politicians, even when those revelations wouldn't be allowed if they involved someone who wasn't all that famous. It's news. Sure, the restatement recognizes that there are some things that even public figures can keep private, but those secrets probably wouldn't be Botox injections or plastic surgeries. Even in the case from Washington, D.C., the court acknowledged that plastic surgery is a matter of public interest. It decided only that we can't bulldoze one unknown's privacy in our quest for information about a newsworthy topic. It used to be that only a hairdresser knew for sure. When it comes to politicians, we can all find out, and there's not much a candidate can do about it legally. I'm Amy Guida.